Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf, and it has certainly been a very busy sequence of days for Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, transitioning from the extensive search for a new head coach to bringing in Chip Kelly and formulating a staff around Kelly. And then he and Kelly flew down here to Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, where the draft process really begins to ramp up. And in the middle of this busy time, Roseman was generous enough to give PhiladelphiaEagles.com a few minutes to talk about what to expect from this Eagles organization moving forward under Chip Kelly. Howie, you know, there's so much to do here, and it's only been such a short time since Chip Kelly came in, but we've heard about how you guys want to funnel to him the specific things that he's looking for in players. How much of you've been able to have those conversations about what he's looking for in specific positions?
Well, it's been a whirlwind. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out our staff, and the first time we really got in depth about the players at the Senior Bowl was on the plane down here. But it is a 2.5-hour plane ride, as you know. So we came down on the plane and we talked about the background of a lot of the players and some of the guys that really have stood out to us, evaluating them since May of last year. And so he's prepared, and he knows a lot of them. He recruited a lot of them, and he played against a lot of them. So.
Can you talk about the flexibility of your personnel staff to be able to go from what you were looking for under Andy to what you're going to be looking for under Chip?
Well, we talk about it being a people business, and in Philadelphia, we really mean that. We want to have the best staff, and so our personnel staff has done a great job of being able to get the players in front of us that they feel really strongly about. And they'll continue to make sure that we see the guys that fit our specific scheme that Coach Kelly puts into place and that we're ready to go. And what they've done a great job of is making sure that they define guys in both 3-4, 4-3 on defense. On offense, the same thing. Make sure that they define offensive linemen, power offensive linemen, zone scheme offensive linemen. So they've done that so that we can quickly go through the reports and figure out who fits whatever scheme we decide to run.
Quickly to the offensive line, you know, we hear that Chip sort of likes athletic offensive linemen. It seems like that's an easy transition personnel-wise from what you guys had under Howard Mutt.
Well, I think that the misconception is that when you bring in a new coach, you have to overhaul your whole roster. And for us, we do think we have a lot of pieces in place. That doesn't mean we can't add to them, but we'll try to figure out the guys that are really good players and try to keep them and put them in positions to succeed.
As you were going through the coaching search process, can you talk about the role of some of the behind-the-scenes guys on the personnel staff to keep you up to date and to bring you back in when you're ready to come back in full force?
Well, you certainly don't want to miss any names on our personnel staff. Our personnel staff did a great job of, during that time period, continuing to update me on guys they liked, whether it's in free agency, in the college draft, and they did a stand-up job, and I owe them a lot, and I'm very appreciative of the people that we have.
I know you're beginning to formulate the staff, and there are guys here, without getting into specifics, who are already working with you. What is the energy like as you're beginning to work with guys you haven't worked with before and getting to know the different personalities?
Well, it's great energy, and they're really excited to be Philadelphia Eagles, and people are really jazzed about the opportunity to move forward. They know about our fan base. They know how incredible our fans are, what a great city Philadelphia is, and what a great football town it is.
When Chip came in, one of the things that you and Jeffrey harped on was that he's not just an X's and O's guy, he's a program builder. So beyond the X's and O's and beyond, you know, we've heard about practices, what are some of the things that we'll see different organizationally on the football side under Chip?
Well, he talks about asking why a lot. So why do we do things? And he could agree with it, but he wants us to go even further and decide if it is the best way to do it. And that's in every area. That's in my area. That's with the training staff. That's with the strength and conditioning program. And that's exciting. And that's the same way Coach Reed felt. So certainly not anything new for us, but a guy who really is trying to push the thermometer even further.
We also heard the, you know, win the day, win the one day at a time thing. How does that translate to you on the personnel side?
Well, it's a beautiful thing because we've had a lot of days run together here. So winning one day, it keeps us in place. And I think for us, it's about that. It's about what can we do today to get better, whether it's as a personnel staff, whether it's as a coaching staff, whether it's as a training staff, whether it's as a strength and conditioning staff, whether it's at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, buddy.
There you go.